warm greetings, happy viewers. We're here with a special guest chef and author for this episode of Vegetarianism, The Noble Way of Living. Marilyn Peterson heralds from 35 years of experience as a vegan chef and instructor. She's worked with doctors in preventive medicine and has helped families around the world transition to the healthy and compassionate vegan diet. And today, step into the kitchen with us to learn how to make a fresh and delicious raw vegan dessert right out of the pages of her newest book, Vegan Bite by Bite. Just in time for summer in sunny Southern California, we're going to be making banana splits with 3 scoops of decadent homemade vegan ice cream, blueberry sauce, strawberries, nuts, and of course, vegan whipped cream. Wow!
And you know, with a banana split, the more flavors, the more fun. So we're going to do 3 flavors of ice cream.
Okay.
With first ice cream being strawberry. Okay, so let's put together our ingredients in the blender and get those rolling. So first, we want our strawberries. And all we do is cut off the stems and wash them. They're healthy, they're fun, the kids love them, big and small. Okay, and we've got some raw cashew nuts. What else do we have in there?
Some agave nectar.
How much?
A 1/4 cup.
Okay, 1/4 cup.
When I was becoming vegan, I never thought I would be able to have a banana split, so that's pretty cool.
Well, people really don't realize the treat they're in for when they transition to a plant-based diet, because they actually get to enjoy the treat. They feel so great.
Mm-hmm. Healthy banana split.
Uh-huh. Okay, what else do we have there?
Some coconut oil.
Some coconut oil. Mm-hmm. Coconut's a wonderful oil, and it can even be used on the hair. We don't want to ever cook the coconut oil. We don't want to alter the use the heat to the oil. It changes the chemistry of the oil. Any water? Maybe we don't need any. Okay. You know, the liquid of the strawberries is enough. You can just make it like this and pour it into your container. If you have glass, that's even better than plastic.
That's it.
So this is what it looks like. And then I'll show you the frozen version. So we just pop it in your freezer.
Now that we have the raw vegan strawberry ice cream in the fridge, Marilyn's going to show us how to make the next flavor of ice cream.
Alexis, would you open this can of
coconut milk?
Mm-hmm. Now, with this recipe, which is coconut date ice cream, you can buy a raw coconut and use a cleaver and cut it on all sides and empty the meat and the coconut milk and blend that together, and then you'll have the same kind of texture that we're using here. But for simplicity, we're using the can. Okay. And we've got some organic dates that I've pitted and pre-measured.
You know, Marilyn, I wish I had your book when I was first becoming vegan, because I think it would have been a lot easier for me.
Well, there are a lot of people say that, and that's why I wrote the book, so that people can have a handbook, a guide, to walk them through how to transition to a plant-based diet. And reap the benefits.
Yep. And make ice cream.
Okay. So what other ingredients do we have there?
We have a tablespoon of coconut oil.
All right. Here we go.
And does that make it really creamy?
It does.
Oh, we have to add the shredded coconut.
Okay.
Yes.
Thanks.
After you blend it, add the shredded. Okay.
We want to keep the texture, so we're just going to pulse this. Every chef needs an assistant. Okay.
Great.
And look at that wonderful texture. And that creamy texture is going to be frozen, and it will melt in your mouth. Okay. Now, when you have these in the freezer, be sure to take them out about 10 minutes before you're going to eat them so that they can not have that icy feeling, and the texture will be just perfect for your palate. For our third ice cream, actually it's a sorbet.
Oh, okay.
Okay, sorbet is a little bit different. The texture is a little more icy than creamy.
Okay.
And we're going to do Tangy Lemon Tango Sorbet.
Sounds good.
Makes you want to dance. Okay, so let's do our cashews. Put those in. Okay, and our lemon juice. I like Meyer lemon because Meyer lemon is a little sweeter and a little more unique. So I put it in this bottle. And we've got some water. And we've got our agave. And some minced ginger. It's just a matter of prepping your ingredients before, and it doesn't take that long, and ice cream, and wow!
Done.
Sorbet. I started on low. A couple of them. Okay. And this one is not quite as thick because, again, it's not as creamy. It's more of a, has more of an ice texture. Okay. And with this recipe, we have two containers.
Now that we have all three flavors, let's assemble our dessert boats.
Woohoo! We're gonna make banana split.
Yay, I'm excited.
Okay, listen, how about if you peel this?
Okay.
And slice them down the middle for me and lay them out so that they're facing in these banana boats. I got this banana boat in just a used shop because you can't buy some of these products today. And we're going to take our three ice creams that I pre-froze and scoop those out. Great. Lay them on its side, like so. Okay. All right.
And so this is strawberry.
Well, here's our lemon.
Lemon, okay.
Uh-huh.
Three flavors. Great.
Okay. And let's do this one. It makes it much easier to scoop out if it thaws for about 10 minutes.
What a nice color on the strawberry.
Yeah. I also love making tangerine ice cream. But you know, if you can do these fruit flavors in vivid, alive colors, it makes a great presentation.
Probably just use whatever's in season.
Absolutely. Okay. Wow, how about persimmon ice cream?
Wow. That would be nice. That looks great.
Okay. So let's quickly make up a blueberry sauce with fresh blueberries. And agave. And some coconut oil. Okay, here you are. And give that a whiz. One thing I find about the blueberries, if you let them sit too long, they actually set up. Oh. So it makes an interesting kind of a sauce. All right, let's cover that.
What a healthy banana split with the blueberries and the bananas.
Now let's use some whipped cream. Okay, here's a soy whip I got at a natural food store and a rice whip. I prefer using the rice for our whipped cream today and just here we go. Wild and creamy. All right. And we will go ahead and garnish this with one of our fans that we made up.
Very pretty.
Okay.
That looks really good.
Okay, and we've got a mint leaf for garnish. How about some sprinkled nuts?
Yes, please.
You'd have to be nuts to say no.
Wow, that looks
right.
Really good.
Whoa!
Wow.
If Wendell were here, my husband, they would not last long.
Should we try it?
We don't
okay.
want it to melt, so.
All right, yeah, you're right. Okay.
Oh my goodness, it's so good. And the whipped cream is really, wow, really good. Thanks,
now,
Marilyn.
If you want this dish to be completely raw, then in your blender, add some cashew nuts, some agave, a little bit of vanilla, and some water, and blend it. And you know, use enough water so that it's a thick consistency, like whipped cream.
So I can make my own whipped cream.
Yeah, make
your own
whipped
cream. Especially if you can't find it, you can make it yourself. That's great.
Uh-huh.
Really good.
Great. Thank you. I want to thank everybody for being with us today. It was a lot of fun preparing, and I just wish you all good health. And pick up a copy of Vegan Bite by Bite. My website is www.veganbitebybite.com.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/veg.